Rashi says at the beginning of Pasuk Yikra, says Yikra Moshe. So Rashi says, what's Yikra Moshe? Yikra is a loshen chiva. Rashi says loshen shamalachay ashoris mishtam shaboy. Shenema v'kor zeh, right? אבל הנביא אומר ישראל נגרו עליהם בלושן הרוי ותומו שנאמר ויקר אלוהיקים הבילום זה לושן of ויקר which is the lושן of חיבה and there's the lושן of ויקר which is the lושן of תומו why is ויקר a lושן of תומו why is it so Rashi says it's a lושן הרוי the word ויקר comes from the lושן of מקרה a happening right A happening, something which isn't rooted anywhere. It's not with a cause and effect that there's an emissary for it to happen. It happened, a mikra. So, something which is not, Rashi is a very easy lashon. Arai v'tumma. It means the lashon of carry also, which probably Rashi means. Is the pshat is b'makom where there's arai, b'makom where it's, v'yikra is a lashon of chibur, of chiba. Chibur is a lashon of chibur, of attachment. The korah zel zev omar means that the malachim, each one, are attaching themselves one to the other, and they're getting something out of each other. Is b'makom with his attachment, so there's something real, there's something lasting. Vayikra means it's something, just a happening, just a mikra. Something which is just a mikra, something which is not mechubur to anything, something which is not mechubur to ruchnius. So then there's a matzav of tumah there. We know that Amalek is called Mikra, right? Not just Asher Korach HaBaderech. Asher Korach HaBaderech, Rashi says, is a lashon of that he cooled off the ambatya, or his tachas, when Klaisa went out of Mitzrayim, they were boiling hot, nobody wanted to touch them, and Amalek cooled them off. But the root of the shayush of the word korach comes from the lashon of mikra. Asher korach baderech means how do they cool them off? They cool them off with a kfira by saying that everything's a mikra. There's no Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Sfasema says in Parashas Bishalach that which we say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that calls man nishba ki yada case kol mechemes Hashem b'amolik. So it says that calls man that Amalek is in the world Ein Kisei Hashem Shalem. That it's only. What does it mean Ein Kisei Hashem Shalem? So Sasema says that Kisei Hashem means Hashkocha Protes. That Nizgala the Gilui in the world of Hashkocha Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And calls man Amalek's around. Amalek is the koyach of Mikra. Amalek is the koyach of that everything's tavar, that nothing's rooted anywhere. Everything's just a happening. So the Kisei Hashem is not complete. The Kisei Hashem means the Gilui Kvodei Yisbarach Bo'olam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. That everything's rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek is the opposite of that. Amalek says everything's detached. Amalek says everything's a mikra. Nothing has any rooting. That's the difference between Vayikra and Vayikor. But the Umas Ha'olam, it's a lashon of Aroi. It's not rooted in anything. It's just a lashon of happening. And by us, it's for Korazel Zeh, it's a lashon of Chibur, it's a lashon of attachment. We find in the Megillah that the Medrash says that Mordechai told Hasoch to send a message back to Esther, the whole story of the Kol Asher Karol. So the Medrash says, what's Kol Asher Karol? Karol ben Karol. This is Haman, the grandson, he was miyuchas to Karol, he was miyuchas to Mikra. That means, that's the homo hus of Amalek. The homo hus of Haman, the homo hus of Amalek, is a koyach of Mikra, is a koyach of saying that nothing comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not seeing that everything is the Yad Hashem. We've spoken in the past that there's another side to it. This is the nekuda of Mikra. This nekuda of the fact that you don't really exist because you're not be'etzem b'chubur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzem has another side to it. In Avodas Hashem. The Gemara says, it says that when Rivka was expecting the twins, Yaakov and Esav, so went to Shem, and he said, says Rashi. Rashi describes that the interrelationship between Esav and Yaakov is always going to be a relationship that one's going to be up, the other one's going to be down. And when one's going to be up, the other one will be down. Says the Gemara, Sur, the city of the Amalek of the Esav, was only built from the Churban of Yerushalayim. What's the Oymek of that? There's a very tief Oymek in this, and it's connected to the Etzem Mahus of Amalek, to the Etzem Mahus that Amalek is Ashakorcha Baderach, to the Etzem Mahus that Amalek is Mikra. Why? What's the pshat when Nivin Sur El Mechuban of Yerushalayim? What's the pshat that Esav only gets built up when we're down? Right? The Medrash says, the Chazal say that on the day that Shlomo HaMelech brought in the daughter of Paroi, so the Malach Gavriel stuck two pieces of wood in the ground, and from there was built the Raimi, the ear, and the Malchus Adonim. That means the whole Mahus, that's the most magnificent Sator El Mechubanash Yerushalayim. Like Rashi says, that the whole Mahus of Esav, the whole Mahus of Amalek, is only built from when Klal Yisrael goes down. What's the Oymek behind that? What's the Oymek behind that? The Oymek behind it is like we're saying, that Be'etzem, Amalek, doesn't really have anything to him. He doesn't exist. And the reason why he has no Be'etzem Mitzias to him is because he's Kaifer Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And because he's Kaifer Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he says everything's a Mikra, his Be'etzem is not rooted anywhere. He's not plugged into anything. He doesn't have a Mitzias to himself. We've spoken many times in previous years that the Maral says that that's why there's a mitzvah of Timcha Zecha Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. The musik of Timcha, there are two nekudas that he brings down from the pasuk. So one is, a person can't wipe out something that exists. Something that exists, a person can't wipe out. There's a mitzias to it. The answer why does Yechayla says the Maral to wipe out Amalek, because Amalek doesn't have a mitzias and ruchanias. They're not, they have no dag of kedusha at all. They're absolutely non-kedusha. And that's why he says the Sfasemes, the Mechom is dafka with Amalek, because all the other nations have some nekud of kedusha in them. They have some sort of chibur takodesh baruch hu. Amalek is kule kvira. It's hashakorach baderech. It's kule mikra. They say that there's no akodesh baruch hu b'chal. Ad kedei kach that akodesh baruch hu's kisa, akodesh baruch hu's gilui kvoida in the world is not complete kolzman. There's a zaf force in the world which says no, there's no akodesh baruch hu b'chal. The korach of mikra in the world. But on the other hand, the fact that there's no, the fact that they're totally devoid of any ruchnius and they're totally devoid of any attachment to akodesh baruch hu is what allows the ability to wipe them out, because there's not nothing there. They're not rooted in anything. They have no mitzias and ruchanias. They have no koyach behind them, other than pure ra, pure negative. That's what it says, mitachas hashamayim, because they don't exist mi'al shamayim. Tachas hashamayim means oilam hazeh. Tachas hashamayim means down here. They only exist tachas hashamayim. They have no shaloshim lamala. The inyan of lo'ayim lo'ayim emot, the inyan why the reason why Amalek and Esav and Edom is only built from the Churban of Yerushalayim is because the Etzem Mitzias of Amalek doesn't really exist. He doesn't have any spiritual content. He doesn't have any spiritual roots. He doesn't have any spiritual Mitzias. The whole Mitzias of Amalek is only our Rifyanus. That's what feeds him. That's what makes him. The oimik of Lenivnas Atzor, Elam Chubanash Yishmaim, the oimik of Loim Loim Yamatz, that when we go up, they go down, all the way around. The oimik of that is that if they would exist mitzad themselves, if they would have a mitzias from Zichalein, so then the pshat is, what does my existence have to do with your Yerida? I have an existence mitzad myself. I have a sibud, I have a legitimacy why I exist. The whole musik of that Edom only goes up when Klal Yisrael goes down is because Be'etzem Edom doesn't have anything to themselves. They Be'etzem don't have any mitzias and ruchnias. They Be'etzem don't exist. They have no schus kiyam b'chal. Their whole schus kiyam is when there's a yirid of kedusha in the world. That means they're kulei ra. They're yainik only from the yirida. Something which would have epis good in it would exist even without a yirid of Klal Yisrael, even without a nefil of Klal Yisrael, even without a rifyan in Klal Yisrael. They would exist Be'etzem. But here we're talking about something which is kulei ra. They have no existence b'chlal. Their whole yinika only starts when there's episode rifyan. They don't exist b'etzem. That's why they are the arch enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have to wipe them out. Because they're kulei ra. They have nothing good in them. But the whole mitzias of Esav is a mitzias of mikra, it's a mitzias of a passing existence, a passing thing, because they're be'etzim, that's why they're only passing. They're only passing because there's nothing to it. So it's a mikra, it's a passing thing. So there are two sides to the coin. One side of the coin is that's the whole koyach. The koyach is to say that everything's a mikra. The koyach to say that everything is passing. That's what they come along and say. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no tomorrow. There's no Elam Haba. There's no yesterday. There's now. There's now. This is what happened again. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Ruch Nisbachal. That's mitzad echad, the whole koyach. Mikra, to say that everything is a mikra. But there's the second side of the coin is that because of that, they themselves are a mikra. They themselves are a passing thing. They themselves don't exist, Be'etzim. And the two things are totally separate. What you are is what you are. That's what they are, Be'etzim. So whatever they espouse, and whatever they're coming to say, and whatever they, those bizdu, is about they themselves, taka, say, aren't coming to market any sort of real ruchnias. They're coming to say that nothing's connected, so they themselves don't exist, Be'etzim. And that's why that's the oimik of that the whole existence, the whole koyach of Amalek is only rooted in our Yerida. As much as we disattach ourselves from Kedusha, from that comes their koyach, from that is built their binyan. But the etzim don't have anything for themselves. I say this always, what's negeir to our avodah of Parsha Zohar is besides that the our avoid is not to live lives of mikra, not to live lives where things are just passed by, where they're not connected to anything, and we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu beside behind everything, besides that. But I think that the ikur limud of Timcha Zech HaMor Vitach HaShemayim is to understand that we have a yicholus to wipe out the Yetzirah. Because he bets him as no schus kiyam for himself. If the whole schus kiyam of the Yetzirah is only l'nifes tzor al mechubana shir yishalayim, that's his whole mitzias. Right, what does it say? It says, Vayovar Amalek in Pashu Shach. What does it say? If Dominus Machpashu Refidim, Sherofa Yudeim Yidea Torah. Is normally the Pshat is, you learn the Pshat is that Rofa Yudeim, they got punished because they were Rofa Yudeim Yidea Torah. So, Mela, Akash Baruch Hu punished Amalek him. That's not the Emek of the Pshat. The Emek of the Pshat of why they came after Refidim is because that's the Mitzias of Amalek. The Mitzias of Amalek is where there's Rifi, and that's where he is. That's his Chefzi. He doesn't have an existence of himself. Is what's Negev to our Avaida is to understand that this huge, humongous Yetzirah that we have, that comes at us, is bad from nothing. He doesn't have any mitzvahs, because he's only a result of our refrain. He's only a result of a weakness. And if a person would say to the Yetzirah, no, all of a sudden he would disappear like nothing was there. And everybody knows that whenever they have a nisayin, and whenever they have a battle, whenever they have a shvera ruchniyistik thing, when a person says, says no with a shtak, he goes away. What happened a minute ago? He was a stormy, powerful thing that you thought that if you don't go do that, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. At least a nervous breakdown. At least a nervous breakdown. It could be more. It could be three nervous breakdowns. And a minute later, the situation changed, or you said to yourself no, you said to yourself tomorrow, next week, a year later, all of a sudden, what happened a second ago? You're going to die. The only good of shot is because there's really nothing there. The Emek of the Zach is that the etzim, the whole mitzias of Amalek is a mikra. It's a passing thing. He doesn't have any, he's not rooted anywhere. He has no wichnis to me, he has nothing good to him. He's only rooted in our, it's rooted in our weaknesses is rooted Amalek. And after Zevite that we strengthen ourselves, there's no Amalek, he disappears. Kikash, every yid has a koyach of Timcha Zech or Amalek. Every yid has a koyach to wipe out that part of him. We can wipe it out. And these are times which are mesugul to it. But a person has to have a hakara that the Yetzirah is not a legitimate negotiating partner. The problem is we mechabed the Yetzirah. We mechabed him. And the Pshat is not like that. It's not a legitimate negotiating partner. It's garnish. It's stupidity. It's narishkeit. I didn't say he's not a powerful partner. I say he's not a negotiating partner. Powerful is very powerful. But there's nothing to it, Betzim. The emperor has no clothes, Betzim. And a person will be able to say he doesn't have anything. You know the story? The emperor has no clothes. What? You don't know. No? What do you say? You'll tell him later? Today I almost know anything. Not learning, not in what it calls. It's Gefahrlich. Yeah? Do you have English in Boston? What? You have English? What? At MIT, yeah. He doesn't know what that is either. Golden is Kool-Aid Kaddish. Listen to what I'm telling you. I know. Yeah? There's nothing there. It's a garnish. It's a fake. It's a big nothing. I was thinking that's the oimik of why this week's parasha is called Parasha Zohar. The Sfasemes hints at this. The inyan of Zechira, as opposed to the inyan of Shikra, Zechira means that the Zach exists for Nitzchias. That's the inyan of Zechira. The inyan of Zechira is that there's a Mitzchias to the Zach, that you don't forget the thing is still there. That means you're connected be'etzem to the thing. That's the inyan of Shabbos Zohar. The Simon Ladover of the battle against Amalek is the Nekud of Zechira. The Nekud of Zechira means that the void is not a Mikra. A Mikra is a passing phenomenon, so there's nothing to remember it for. Zechira means that I'm connected and I'm rooted deep in where I come from. I'm rooted deep in something. That means there's a Nitzchias or something. The thing never changes. Zohar es Yom HaShabbos and Zohar es HaShabbos Matan Torah and Zohar es HaShabbos is the Pshat because there's a Mitzchias at Ruchnias. What does it mean Zohar es Yom HaShabbos HaKatrei? It's the word of remembering that there was once a Shabbos and about that found the Pshat. The word of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos HaKatrei Zohar es HaShabbos HaShabbos is that there's a Mitzchias at Ruchnias which exists. And a Mitzias which exists, you shy to remember. Something which doesn't exist, you can't remember Bukhal. The similar double always, whether something exists or not, is a Mitzias of Zechira. A Mitzias of Zechira means that the thing is still here. We say, Ein Shikcha, Lefnei Kisei Kvoidecha. When a person's attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Musig of Shikcha. Why not? Because the word is everything's live, everything's still there, nothing goes away. So the Pshat of Zechira is a Darga of Lefnei Kisei Kvoidecha. Amalek is the opposite of that. Amalek is a koyach of shikcha. Amalek is a koyach that nothing exists. Amalek is the opposite of kisek v'edecha. Amalek is that we don't live with a hakara that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Amalek is also nothingness. And it's in these weeks that a person, we have a yecheles, there's a chazal, ube'reichav daitam hagodol, where kaveh, these weeks for this avoida, is the avoida of these weeks of timuch ha'zeich ha'amalek, we have a yecheles, each person inside themselves, has the chaylus to be oiker the nekuda of mikra that we all have. What is the nekuda of mikra that we all have? That everything we see is that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every step that we take, and we don't see Ruchnius in every step that we take, and we don't see how everything has meaning. Yeah, you can hear it. By the way, it applies to everything. A person can hear a shmooze, right? You hear a good shmooze, you hear a good vort. Do you take it into yourself? Do you make it part of you? That's Zechira. Zechira means that I remember it. I'm connected to it. Mikra, the opposite of Zechira is, you pass by. I always like to say over every year, I have a Gvaldik service from it. It says that Amalek wasn't a Yorei Elokim. If a lo Yorei Elokim, we're going to hear tomorrow in Shulot. I say it. No? You want to hear this? Yes, you can hear. Yeah? It says Amalek wasn't Yorei Elokim. And I always have a Gvaldik HaGosha. What's up if he wasn't Yorei Elokim? So you all know there's a famous word from Chaim Shmulevitz that he said in Makkos Borod, it says, HaYorei is Dvar Hashem, somebody who had Yerushamayim, took his animals in. Vasha Loisom Liboy, and somebody who didn't pay attention. State that the opposite of Yerushamayim is Sima Slave. The opposite of Yerushamayim is paying attention. What's paying attention mean? Yeah, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, so what? Everything's a mikra. Everything's just aroi, just passing by. Doesn't make an effect on me. Chaim Shmulevitz told us from the vote in the pasuk that Yerushamayim is Sima Slave. Ayori is the Dvar Hashem. Vashel Loi Somli Ben. If you don't want to pay attention to anything, so Yerushamayim means paying attention. Yerushamayim means plugging in. Amalek is v'lo yoy elokim. That's the mitzias of Amalek. Amalek is that you can see Yisias Mitzrayim, and you can see Abatu Retachas, and everything's a mikra. Everything's just happening. Nothing. I don't pay attention to anything. Nothing makes an impression on me, b'chol. And a person can go his whole life, and nothing make an impression on him. Nothing make an impression. It's a mikra. This is a mikra. That's a mikra. That's a mikra. That's a mikra. That's a mikra. The fact is, you're not connected to anything. And the opposite of schir is, what does schir mean? Schir means that everything I take with me, everything I ever saw, I remember. Because why do you remember something? Somebody told me a Gvaldik Moshul today. It was by a shiva of a close relative. So it was a yid who... Someone said a Gvaldik Moshul. He was a yid who, wherever you spoke to him, anywhere in Shas, he didn't remember. He had a shtickle Torah. He said, he wants to meet the guy for a minute. It was always a half an hour. Because he didn't tell you, oh, yeah, Tysus over there. No, yeah, Tysus. And listen, I have a voice here to tell you. I had a shtickle Torah, wherever... Every spoke to him in Shas, and I go out of the bus. So one of his children once told him that He doesn't remember a Platysis. He says, I don't understand. If you were standing on Rehov Sirotskin, and there would be a parade there, and the elephant would walk down with a big trunk, would walk down Rehov Sirotskin, you'd remember it the rest of your life? For sure. It made an impression on you, right? Everyone remembers when they were a child, they saw some of this crazy Zach. It's something that you never forget. So the child has made an impression on you. If 1,000 elephants would walk down already, then it won't make such an impression on us anymore, right? People who are connected to Torah, people who are connected to what he called, is every Zach that they see, they saw a Tosis, it's Devar Hashem, Kosh Boch, who spoke, Moshe Kibbul Torah, Sinai. This is what a Kosh Boch made an impression on them. They plug into it, so they remember it. Why do people remember Torah? It's not because they have phenomenal memories, right? You can use phenomenal memories to remember every baseball statistic you ever saw, right? I can tell you from 1972, all the batting leaders, yeah? I remember when I was a little kid, I had hundreds of statistics in my head. You have the whole thing. There's RBIs, what is it? Singles, doubles, triples, RBIs. What else? Home runs. Something else there, no?
Stolen bases.
Stolen bases. I knew all of them.
Batting average.
Batting average. Right? Okay? People, because it makes a Roshim on you, right? It's a Roshim Ezach. I remember George Brett was bad at 310 for 20 years. It was a Gevaldik Ezach. Made a Roshim on everybody. His upshot is something that makes an impression and you remember. Something that you just let go by, that's a mikra that you're not connected to. So the sphira is an akuda of connecting ourselves. We have a lot of things. We have a lot of elephants that march by us. Musar, learning, davening, his iris takarish bohu. And the question is, do we look at it as a mikra? Look at it as a passing experience. So then there's no sphira. You don't take it with you. Sphira means you take it with you. And the Mechama against Amalek is Zohar, as Hashem also Amalek, that a person should activate his Koyach of Schira, his Koyach of connection, his Koyach of making an impression on his Koyach of Sima Slave, his Koyach of living it. And if we live our Ruchnias, so then there's no room for the nothingness of Amalek to step in, there's no room for because we're connected to what we're seeing, we're in this area of what we're doing, we make it part of us. We don't live with a kalfkeit in Avodas Hashem. We don't live with a detachment in Avodas Hashem. And it's the difference between night and day. It's the difference between whether you exist or whether you don't exist. That's what we have in this expression.